On a gray Sunday afternoon, 2 days before the November 2016 U.S. election, I entered the Berklee Repertory Theater with 20 Stanford students to see the final performance of a production of It Can't Happen Here. Adapted from the classic 1935 novel by Sinclair Lewis, the play traces the rise of an ultranationalist demagogue who, in the midst of the Great Depression, snatches the 1936 Democratic presidential nomination away from Franklin Roosevelt, wins the presidency, and establishes a dictatorship in the United States. In the novel, Lewis memorably describes his authoritarian ruler, Buzz Windrup. Certainly there was nothing exhilarating in the actual words of his speeches, nor anything convincing in his philosophy. His political platforms were only wings of a windmill. There were two things that distinguished this prairie Demosthenes. He was an actor of genius. He would whirl arms, bang tables, glare from mad eyes, and in between tricks, would coldly and almost contemptuously jab his crowds with figures and facts. Figures and facts that were inescapable, even when, as often happened, they were entirely incorrect. The parallels to Donald Trump, the 2016 Republican candidate for President of the United States, were too stark to ignore. I watched the play with a level of anxiety I hadn't expected even a few weeks before and didn't want to fully share with the students. They were also shaken by the drama, but we reassured ourselves with the obvious facts. The play was a time-bound work of fiction. Roosevelt had been reelected in 1936. The United States wasn't sunk into anything close to a depression. Trump wasn't an actual fascist. And in any case, he wasn't going to win on Tuesday, right? When the Berklee Rep began writing its new stage adaptation of the novel in January 2016, no primary election votes had yet been cast. There was no reason to expect that a modern-day demagogue could win the nomination of a major American political party. Indeed, since Trump had declared his candidacy in 2015, I'd spent more than a year reassuring people around the world that it couldn't happen here in the United States. First, I assured them that Trump had no serious chance of winning the Republican nomination. Then I told them that he had scant chance of winning the general election. To Democratic activists gathered in Seoul for the World Movement for Democracy Assembly in November 2015, to Vietnamese dissidents who had come to Taiwan to watch the January 2016 presidential election there, to college students and civic activists in Hong Kong who had organized the 2014 Umbrella Movement protests against Chinese repression, to students, professors, journalists, and legislators in Burma and Argentina, I repeated it over and over. It won't happen in the United States. Our institutions were too strong, I insisted, to permit a reality TV star with no prior government experience to win a major party nomination for president, much less the Oval Office. Our democratic norms were too resilient to produce a president who crudely demeaned the press, the judiciary, and immigrants, who encouraged his supporters to physically attack protesters and to scream for his opponent to be locked up, who refused to release his tax returns, and who appealed in thinly veiled code to base racist sentiments. I wasn't naive. I knew that lying, race baiting, and dirty tricks had long played their roles in presidential politics. I knew that unscrupulous men had won the office. But Trump would be a wholly new and almost unimaginable low. Polarized and unsettled though America's voters were, I didn't believe they could elect a man who, in the words of The Guardian's Jonathan Friedland, mocked opponents for their looks, belittled women, disparaged war heroes, damned ethnic and other minorities in crude, bigoted language, jeered at disabled people, beat his chest with bellicose promises of state-sponsored violence that would trample on the U.S. Constitution and trigger a Third World War, and told dozens and dozens of lies every day. I was wrong, and so were most of my fellow political scientists and scholars of democracy.